this world that we know now. Life is here, then gone. But somewhere in the afterglow, love lives on and on.
Am I like unto a clockwork orange? With ultra-stylish, ultra-violence, wound by a greater power foreign. The stellar rays my melanin's absorbing, keeps the juice pouring in the morning. Like milk laced with synth and mess, thoughts based on death erased. The rest, there's a burning in my chest. Now I can see your aura. I'm mystical like Shoko Asahara. Physical, surrounded by a lot of bad karma. Chemicals in my genitals keep me rhythmical in general. Traveling up my nervous central. My whole style's horror show like Bela Lugosi, based on principle or incognito mafiosi. That'll kill your earth while she's holding the groceries on Earth Day for spite. Mostly she don't know me. Through the tears, can't you see the hearse drive away? Homie, in a perverse sort of way, I giggle while you ride. Cause you connive and barely survive an attempted homicide with the nickel. Reap by the reaper with the scythe and the sickle. Immediately I spat a little spittle, just to see the ripple in the pool of blood and hear the snap of bones brittle. The final sound was the thud of my boots on the floor with no rug. You've been scooped, duped in the paper for incompetent behavior. Group to be murdered by a razor sharpness. The beats loop and then it's back into the darkness. I coexist with the soul witness. Your carcass, or am I like Norman? Ignoring the fact each morning that I'm living with a corpse. Now I'm performing cadaver. Perhaps it's catharsis rather for me to ride the force that I harness. Like the horsepower in a Porsche, no remorse. Carnage, I swing swords like Viking Norsemen, eaters of the dead. I ride like a horseman that has no head, on a thoroughbred that sped fast like the Triple Crown, led all the way down to the finish. Exclusive, my sound is a menace so abusive. Knowledge usage is parallel to Confucius. Can't reduce it, yet I remain reclusive. I'm just into the music and acoustics. Sentences, semantics, and word usage. Tested your style, came up useless. I use this for now. Death is how you're marked, I ain't Screwface. I flip personae like Two-Face. A change of clothes in my suitcase. But I'll always be here in this place. In any case, I will never leave you, I'll always be here. Bound by destiny, so when they question me, I won't tell them nothing. Interrogation and highlights, I'm not budging. Even if they start to bludgeon, I'll keep you embalmed with the stuffing that's loving. In the discussion, I will never leave you, I'll always be here. Bound by destiny, so when they question me, I won't tell them nothing. Interrogation and highlights, I'm not budging. Even if they start to bludgeon, I keep you embalmed with the stuffing that's loving. In the discussion, my close friend commented, he's been demented for an extended time period for myriad motives. He ignored the corrosive effect of his psychosis, and I think he needs a dosage of an antidepressant. He forgotten all the virtues of the star and the crescent. Jihad made me feel unpleasant and uneasy. The stench of death crept when it was breezy. My stomach felt queasy, on the verge of vomit nausea with no barf bag. He lived in mental trenches like a vet with dog tags, having flashbacks to jungle attacks, booby traps and a point man. Perhaps at night in base camp he heard taps. He was still morbid after blackout gaps and involuntary naps. Agent Orange must have burned his synapse, must have gas at which caused him to collapse. But he was so resilient he'd adapt. I think Nietzsche rap. Non-fatal experience causes living strength. He would think while the corpse would stink. Non-aromatic cadaver lying on the mattress, no body bag plastic. He just smiled real sarcastic and hit the scholastic so drastic in practice. He would just study, just a druggie that would over-concentrate and premeditate. That info indicates that keeping this dead MC would scintillate. Watching him disintegrate, he didn't dig in the earth. First he stripped mine the crates, then stay up late and let the rhyme conversate with the dead. No seance attached like a capitalist to his scratch, an evil match. He kept it wrapped in the trunk like the gimp lock latch, waiting by the second floor door with the strap. Police in the hall with a detailed floor map. He just snapped like that during the first impact. The battle ram made the wooden door crack into splinters and scraps. My man retreated back, not yet defeated the last act. He greeted the first pig who led with the lead that he needed to be treated before his blood flow depleted. Jihad only loved, he felt cheated as he speeded towards the room that smelled like a tomb, totally consumed by the impending doom. Hellhounds upon his heels, they gag from death's perfume. He loved hip-hop like an aged heirloom amidst the momentary gloom. 12 hours past noon, full moon fast, he spoke his last to his idol prior to the gun blast. He rasped, they can't take my title, feeling suicidal. He put the pouring metal to his vitals and said his final recital entitled, I will never leave you. I'll always be here, bound by destiny. So when they question me, I won't tell them nothing. Interrogation and highlights, I'm not budging. Even if they start to bludgeon, I'll keep you embalmed with the stuffing that's loving. In the discussion, I will never leave you. I'll always be here, bound by destiny. So when they question me, I won't tell them nothing. Interrogation at highlights, I'm not budging. Even if they start to bludgeon, I'll keep you embalmed with the stuffing that's loving. End the discussion, I will never leave you.
I'll be with you always. Ever. Forever.
Ha ha ha. something to me. They implanted something into my brain.